Okay, picture this now. This is the world of a younger, nerdier Sam Bodkin.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river.
My love of the Beatles was truly one of the defining characteristics of my personality. That's not an exaggeration.
Now picture yourself in the house of a cellist. His records are different. His music opens your eyes.
And then when I was 19 years old, I was in the basement of my best friend, and he himself is a world-class cellist. We grew up, you know, a few doors down from one another. And his string quartet was working on Beethoven's Opus 133, Grosse Fuga, and he put it on.
Young Sam Bodkin experienced Beethoven's monster of all string quartets, a savage brawl between hellishly dissonant instrumental voices, wandering lost in heights and depths, clashing with one another in variant patterns at every irregular turn, wrote German novelist Thomas Mann of the extraordinary piece of chamber music Bodkin encountered in that basement. And Sam Bodkin was suddenly in heaven.
It was so fundamentally at odds with everything that I had sort of expected classical music to be without ever having engaged with it. And it just completely, like, obliterated my universe.
So Sam immediately wanted to share his revelation with other young people whose playlists ranged from Beck to Kanye to Radiohead to Beyoncé, with nary a Bach or Beethoven track in the mix. And noting the digital savvy of his peers and an ample supply of amazing classical musicians eager to party, Bodkin came up with the Boston-based social media startup GroupMuse, which led him to a partner, Tony Rudell, the station manager for WCRB, the somewhat sedate classical music radio station in Boston, also eager to find ways to party a little harder and younger. Bodkin and Rudell, let's just say, they're now a duet, making beautiful music together, with Rudell on bass and Bodkin singing the high notes.
GroupMuse is a social network that directly connects classical musicians in the area to people who have living rooms in the area so that the community can sort of organically generate its own chamber music house parties, which we call GroupMuses. Each event we call a GroupMuse because it's a kind of a strange entity. It's an evening that's as social as it is musical, though the musical portion is taken extremely seriously. When the music is playing, everyone's sort of attentively respective. But then the social aspect is equally as important, which means that during intermission and afterward and beforehand, it's a house party. It's like truly a house party.
That's Sam Bodkin, founder and CEO of GroupMuse. And given Tony Rudell the surplus level of virtuosity among string players, I mean, this is like the equivalent of showing up at somebody's living room, and there's Jimi Hendrix sitting on the couch.
Well, it was we hosted one here at WCRB last week in our performance space, and we turned what is a beautiful recording studio into a living room, in essence. And I was pleased that these young musicians came in, and the first words out of their mouth were "Holy cow!" Made us feel good. We had 20-something-year-olds sitting on the floor, sitting on couches, drinking beer, and listening to Brahms, and they played the first two movements. It was so amazing. And I've been going to concerts for a long time. I've never seen this happen. I found myself talking to the pianist, and between movements of a piece of music, he was about to go back and play, and he was drinking a beer. And we were chatting about totally unrelated things. And he said, "You know what? Listen, I'm going to go play the third movement." And he walked away. And it redefines the entire experience, and that is what I love about this. The concert-going experience has not really changed in 200 years. And this group of 20-somethings has said, you know what, maybe it's time to redefine the experience. And I must tell you, we are thrilled to be involved with Sam and his group.
You know, if Beethoven, you know, was alive today, he would probably recognize some of the feel of these house parties in the kinds of chamber music concerts that you could imagine going to among the upper crust in Vienna and elsewhere in Europe in the 1820s. Right, Tony?
Well, it's not only that. There's a sense of, if you will, take it to another level, like a great jazz jam session or a great rock and roll jam session. Watching musicians of this quality, and I will tell you the quality we had the other night was extraordinary. Watching them have fun playing the music is of that earlier era, as you point out, John. It truly is the going back to the notion that classical music is entertainment. and not this sort of academic thing you need to respect. Yeah, the music needs to be respected and admired and appreciated. But, you know, Sam and I also share this love of the Beatles. And I respect and admire those songs the way I respect and admire Schubert Lieder. So I think you're right on target, John, with the question. It is reminiscent of the house parties or the salons, if you will, of another era. The vibe is probably a little bit different. I don't think, you know, because of the way people dressed, they were sitting on the floor back in the 18th century.
But still, I agree with what you said. Beethoven would probably be more uncomfortable and more weirded out by, you know, the BSO concerts, you know, in orchestra hall than he would be at some of these parties.
Well, if you think about it, take an orchestra anywhere in this country, anywhere in Europe, and look at the way they're presenting a concert. If you took away the electric light bulbs, it would be the way it was in 1820. Now, some of the repertory has changed, but there's no basic difference. The conductor comes out in tails and white tie. The orchestra is in black and white. And they sit on a stage and they play music. And there is a place for that. We are not saying, and I think Sam would agree with me, we are not saying that should be jettisoned. But this kind of excitement and entertainment and making the music accessible to so many people. There were people in our space on Friday night who I don't think have ever been to a classical concert. And you know what? They had a good time.
They had a great time.
So we came into this segment with one of the late Beethoven quartets. You guys call it. What do we go out with?
I was sort of thinking the slow movement to Kürtchel 533. It's a piano sonata in F major by Mozart, and it's such a gem.
I never thought the guy would be more musically nerdy than I am, but he is.
This piece, it's unbelievable. It's like it sounds equal parts Bach, Mozart, and Wagner. It's so chromatic in the middle. I mean,
could we just hear it? Sam Bodkin, founder and CEO of Group Muse, and Tony Riddell, station manager for WCRB, the classical radio station of our partner WGBH. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.